All right, so we begin at the very bottom of 59b on our last daf here in Hazav. We have two more Mishnayot to get through, and it says, Ein Ma'arvin Pairot Bepairot Afilu Chadashim Bechadashim. You're not allowed to mix fruit if you buy it from two different suppliers with other types of fruit, and doesn't necessarily mean fruit, it also means grain and all stuff like that. Even if it's if it's from different suppliers, and the guy is under the impression that he's getting it from one supplier, even though there's no physical loss, it's something that you've created, an impression that you've created, then you're not allowed to mix it. And obviously you're not allowed to mix old one with new one. Now, when we're talking old fruit, obviously is not good, but old grain could be better, because you actually get more of a yield out of old grain. It's drier, and therefore, if you would get that, it would be better. Now, Be'emet Amru, in truth, they said, all right, and we're going to expand on that. Really, that means ultimately it's going to be that is the halakha. Some people say it's halakha Moshe Misina, etc. Now it says, Bayan, Hitiru la Rev Kasher Barach. It's better, you are actually allowed to mix strong wine with weaker wine, because actually the wine was too strong to drink, and sometimes you mix in weaker wine, it makes it better. It's better for the wine. Because it actually improves it, and that's why in theory you'd be allowed to do it. It says v'ain marvin shmar yain b'yain, but you're not allowed to mix in sediment with the wine. Aval notain lo et hashmarav, you are allowed to give the buyer wine with the sediment. You don't have to come along and make the wine sediment free. All right. So now ain mit. Sorry, me, Shemit Nat Nitzarev Mine, V'yaino. If you had already diluted your wine, you'd mix the water in with your wine. Alom Kerenu Bachanut, you're not allowed to sell this diluted wine in your shop. Ele Imkain Hodio, unless you have notices and signs and you tell the people that it is diluted wine already. Vloda Tagar, you're not allowed to sell this wine onto another merchant. Afalpi Shodio, even though you've told him about this wine. Why? Because of the fact that what? Because she ainu ella laramotpo. Because he is going to come along and use it. So you've got to be worried about what other people do. And he might think in his head, listen, I never did it, and I can profess innocence, and I can go along and sell this as real wine. And even though other people might get confused, I never did it. So sometimes he thinks in his head, if I never did it, it's no one can actually blame me. I was the middleman. I was unaware of what was actually going on, and really, you know, don't have a complaint against me. Blame the guy that I got it from, etc. And therefore, you can't allow yourself to be put in that position, and therefore, don't sell him the wine. Makom shenagu latil mine beyond yitlu. However, in a place where they do dilute the wine, and everyone knows about that, then you are allowed to dilute it, because that really is market practice. Okay, Hatagar Notel, me Chamesh, Granot Haeva, if you are a big merchant and everyone knows full well that you buy from different granaries, etc., they're not expecting a consistent, you know, not that you buy from one supplier, it says, so you can buy from five different granaries or threshing floors, and you can mix them all together in one big storehouse or warehouse. It says Mekamesh Gitot, and also you can buy from five different wine press and retain Latoch Pitom. One big cost, there's some discussion, pitos, because it's that's a Greek word, meaning this big earthenware wine jar, etc. Vachilo, yay, machavain, la rave. As long as you don't intend to deliberately come along and mix low quality with high quality types of things. Okay, so there's really all to, you know, not. What's also known as Ganeva Tat, which you are going to touch on as well in the next little while as well. You aren't allowed to do that because that is not, you're misleading the public when it comes to commerce. Okay, Tana Rabbanan picks up the Gemara. Answerik Lomar, Chadosh, it says, Me'arba, Vishanot, Mishalosh, you know, Ein Arvin. So it says, obviously, you're not allowed, if the price of the new product, you get four seah for a seller. In other words, let's say, if we're just using a contemporary example here, for 100 Rand, you would get 4 kilos, and the price of the old product, you would get... only 3 kilos for 100 rand. So if the price is lower, then you're not, obviously not allowed to mix it in. Maybe it's not as high quality. The older produce sells for more, as we mentioned, especially with old grain, you get more of a yield out of it. So therefore, people wanted old grain rather than grain that is a bit wet and you'd have to dry it out anyway. Even though, and obviously you're not allowed to mix in cheaper produce with more expensive produce, it says in Marvin, Ela afilu chadashot mishlosha vishanot barba. So that's it. So because you're selling cheaper produce for the price of expensive produce, that is outrightly problematic. That's you know, because people think they're getting one thing and you're not. So that's proper deceit. But even if it is less, okay, the old produce is less expensive, and the new produce is more expensive. You're not allowed to mix it in. It says because. Because the new produce is higher, because people might want to let it get old by itself. They want to put it in storage, and they want something exactly of that age. And therefore, mixing in something that's older than that is also deceiving them. Right, Be'emet Amru said the Mishnah, and in truth, it said Be'yan Hituri La'Rev. It says Kasher Barach Mibnei Shehu Meshabicho. Right, so you would be allowed to mix in weaker wine with strong wine because it does improve it. So now, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Ada Amra Kol Be'emet Amru Halachi. Actually, Rebbe Lazar says every time we use this word Be'emet Amru, that is actually the halakha. All right, so some people say, as you mentioned, halakha Moshe Misina. All right, so that just explains the meaning of that word. Amrav Nachman, Vian Gitot Shanu, when it comes to the wine, when the wine is being pressed, okay, it's the before it actually comes along and ferments, etc. And therefore, if you mix the wine together and they're mixed together, that actually helps the flavor, etc. However, if you go along and you take a bottle of wine and you try mix the bottle of wine, it's going to come. But once it's ready, settled and everything like that, you try and mix two different wines, the result is not going to be very nice at all. Okay, it says va idna. However, today the ka arve shlo benagitot. People do mix old and new wine, even not amongst the wine press at the time where the wine is fermenting at the wine presses. It's called how they're allowed to do it. It says Amar Papa yadai ka machle. Therefore, people know about it, ka machle, and they are forgiving about it. They don't worry about it. Rav Acha Bereda. Rav Ika Amar, he says, "Hi, Mani. Who is this opinion? Rabbi Acha. He it is Rabbi Acha. Datanya, as we learned in Abrata, Rabbi Acha. Matir, Abedavar, Nitam. Right, something that is going to be tasted, and therefore the buyer is going to be aware of it beforehand. He give him a little taster, and he knows the wine's been mixed in, etc. He knows the mixture, and he decides, do I want to buy it? Don't I want to buy it? His choice. All right. So now, v'ein arvin shmera yain b'yain aval notein lo et shmerav. You're not allowed to deliberately mix in sediment, but you are allowed to give wine with its sediment. So seemingly the Gemara says we're not allowed to mix in sediment. Surely that means you're not allowed to come and give wine with its sediment. Hayar mata reisha ein ma'arvin klal. So surely it means that you're not allowed to mix in anything at all. You have to give clear wine. V'kitema ma'notein lo et shmerav. What do you mean? What do you think it means that you can't give him? It means dekai modelai. No, you come along and you tell the buyer that it contains it. Vahai, we get any safer. But then the last part of the last clause teaches us lo imkarenu vechanut shelo imkain modia. It says you're not allowed to sell it in the store unless you tell the buyer what goes on. Velo letagar afapi modio, and even though you're not allowed to sell it to someone, an unseller, even though you do tell him miklau the reisha afagav the law modia law. So it's in those cases, last part of the Mishnah, that you tell the person, you disclose it. Here it seems as though you don't even have to disclose it. So the beginning part. So I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explains. He says, "Haki kamar ein arvin shmarim shel emish b'shel yom." No, you're not allowed to mix sediment from wine that you had the night before with wine of the next day. V'lo shel yom b'shel emish, and not today's sediment of the of today's wine into yesterday's wine. Avar notain lo et shmarav, but today's wine with today's wine, yesterday's today's sediment with today's wine, yesterday's sediment with yesterday's wine, that is fine. Okay, so Tani Namihaki, we also back this up in the Brata. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hashofe Yain Lechaveiro, if you come along and you're pouring wine for your friend, Areze Lo Yarev Shel Emesh B'Shel Yom, you're not allowed to mix yesterday's with today's, V'lo Shel Yom B'Shel Emesh and today's with yesterday's. Avam Arev Et Emesh B'Shel Emesh and V'Shel Yom B'Shel Yom. But yesterday's you can mix with yesterday's, and today's you can mix with today. No problem. Okay, Mitzrayv Maim B'Yaino Hareze Lo Yimkarenu B'Chanot Ele Imkain Modio. Okay, that phrase, we quote the phrase, you're not allowed to, if you have mixed in, diluted your wine, mixed in the water, you're not allowed to sell it in the shop unless you inform your potential customers of the fact. Rava, Aitulei Chamra Mechanuta, they brought Rava wine from a store. It says, Mazaga, he went along and diluted it. Tama, Lohave Basim, he said, I don't like this wine. Shadre Lechanuta, he sent it back to the store in order for them to go along and sell it there. Amalei, a buyer said back to him, but surely we just learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to go along and sell it to someone else who's going to resell it unless you tell him. Amalei Mizga Didi Maida Yade. He says, listen, my dilution of the wine is clear to everyone because I add a lot more water than everyone thinks about. Okay, Viki Tema Ditfei. And if you would think that what's going to be the problem with it is that the storekeeper is going to come along and add more wine, and then he'll try to sell it. He says, well then, there's no end to this, because then you're never allowed to sell any wine to anyone, because the guy is going to go along and mix everything up. Alright, in a place where everyone knows that you mix the water, dilute the wine before you sell it, then you are allowed to do it. Tana, Lemechsa, Leshulish Rivia, you're allowed to mix the wine. Some people like it a half, some people like it a third, some people like it a quarter, etc. So therefore, you are allowed to dilute the wine to that extent. Amarav, Urbain Hagitot Shanu, and when the wine is in the wine presses, etc., they taught us if it's diluted at a later stage, then you end up spoiling the wine. Okay, so now we get to the last Mishnah in our Perek, and it carries on. With so
there's a fourth perik,
Nesha can tarbit, we'll get to it in a sec. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yechalok chinvani klayot ve'egozim letinokot b'minei shehu margilin lavo etzlo. Rabbi Yehuda says a storekeeper is not allowed to hand out grain and nuts to children. You know, you can't have candies at the front of your store to in order to encourage the people to come to you. Chachamim Ratzirim, the rabbis say you are allowed to do so. We'll explain, the Gemara will explain. V'loi Yiv Chot Et Hashar, and you're allowed to decrease the price of things below the market price, kind of loss leaders. Chachamim Umrim, the rabbis say Zechor Latov. No, you should be rewarded. You know, you should be remembered for the good, for doing that. Okay, law yavor et grisin. You're not allowed to sift these ground beans in order to make them look as if they're totally free of impurities, because otherwise you're going to charge a too high a price. Abba Shal, that's what Abba Shal says. Chachamim Matirin, the rabbis obviously, not obviously, but just permit you to do that business practice. Modim, Shro, Yavor, Mealpi, Gurura, Sheino, Ela, Shigonaev, Etain, and you're not allowed to come and sift if you've got a barrel, let's say, you only do the top, but then underneath are the ones that aren't, because that is nothing other than stealing the eye. Okay, this is Geneva Dat, as we commonly call it. All right, that's people, you give the impression that something is something when it's actually not. Vain, Mafarkasin law, et adam, you're not allowed to, do up a person. We're going to see exactly how that is, make a person look better than they actually are, and is really going to be talking about a Canaanite slave. Veloeta Bahema, Veloeta Kalim, and you're also not allowed to an animal or items that you're going to sell. You should just sell them as they are, because otherwise you could end up deceiving people. All right, so now, my time, Mahu, Drabanan, what is the reason of the rabbis that say you are allowed to give out toasted grain and nuts to the kids, so that the kids in future are going to pull their parents to the store? At Amalei, Anna Mefal Lagna Im Guze Vat Palag Shish. Shishke, all right, so what's going to happen? I'm going to give out nuts, and you're going to hand out other types of things, shishke or jubes, or whatever the case is. I'm not quite sure exactly a jube, if you can do them. I don't know, maybe use them also as like raisins or something like that. So everyone's, hey, what does it say? Hey? Prunes. Okay. Prunes, jubes. Okay. So you can hand out this, I can hand out that. It's all fair. Because if everyone can do it, it's not that you having an extra advantage. Extra advantage. Other people can also do it. All right, follow of course. It's Ashar. No, it's Asur, because otherwise you almost like encouraging the children are going to pull their parents to the store and say, listen, we like this store, and you're going to go in there. So you're giving people unfair, it's like unfair competition, and that's it. So you're getting an advantage. Okay, that could be as well. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so now, you're not allowed to have law, you've got etashar. You're not allowed to have loss leaders and sell things below the price, so that people come into your store. Chachamim omrim, zakolatov, you should be remembered for the good. Ma time edu rabbanan, why the rabbis allow that? Mishum, deka, mar vich, tar. Right, so what happens is that it's good, because by lowering the market price, then everyone's going to end up lowering the market price, better for the consumer. Okay, and that's it. Interestingly, we don't have much halakha over here. It says we're talking about the merchant that is allowed to sift waste from the produce to improve its appearance and enable to charge a higher price, provided he doesn't do so just from the opening of the thing. Okay, and it says, halakha, you are allowed to permit it for a storekeeper to distribute toasted grain, nuts, and the like to children in order to attract them in his store. It says, if you want to sell price at lower than the competition, the other shopkeepers cannot object in according with opinion of the rabbis. Okay.
Other
shopkeepers also do it. That's what the rabbis say. It's going to force down the market price. I'd say, v'lo yavor et agrisim divrei Abba Shal. Abba Shal says you can't sift ground beans to charge a higher price. Chachamim retinim, the rabbis allowed it. Man chachamim, Rabbi Acha. This is Rabbi Acha, that is the Chamim de Tanya, Rabbi Acha, Matu Bedivar, if you can see it and the change is obvious, then you are allowed to do it. All right, so now, Mafra chasin et lo et adam. You're not allowed to, put makeup on a person and make something look better than it is. Velo et akelim, etc. Tan rabbanan ein shabbatin et abahema. You're not allowed to make the animal like stiff. Okay, we'll see what that means. Ein nofkin bekaravim, and you're also not allowed to inflate the animal, the insides of the animal in the karavim. Vain shorin et abasar b'maim, and you're also not allowed to soak meat in water to like puff it up and to make it look like a better cut of meat. Yeah, rotten things at the bottom, same thing. My ain, mashar b'tin, what does mean you're not allowed to stiffen the hair of the animal? Haket agima, in over here, in Bavel, they explained it. Maya, de chiva, it says that you feed the animal bran water, which makes it look, which kind of bloats it, okay, bloats the animal and makes it look fatter. V'ara ziri ama rav kana zakafta. It says also scrubbing the hair of the animal to make it look puffy and look better than it is. All right, now, Eva Shmuel Sharei. Le mirma tumei le sarbanela, right? You Shmuel said you are allowed to put fringes on a cloak to make it look good. Rav Yehuda shari le mechas kusei karame, and Rav Yehuda says you are allowed to clean these clothes. You don't have to sell them dirty. Rav Shara le meirak tzerade, and Rav said you are allowed to either paint arrows or to put arrows on clothes to make it look nicer. Rava Shari le tzulume gira. Rava allowed you to put taper these linen garments to make them look nicer, and then Rava allowed you to put these arrows on, either paint the arrows or put the arrows on the garments. Rav Papa Ba Shmuel Shari le tzulume de kule. Rav Papa Ba Shmuel said you are allowed to draw these ladders on, etc., just all different designs on this clothing, etc. But it says va'anan tanan, but surely these rabbis know the Mishnah. Ain mefar kesin lo et adam v'lo et abayma v'lo et akelim. You're not allowed to do this for a man or an animal or vessels. Lo kasha hi bechadati hi batiki. No, when it's when we're talking where you can't do it, where it's old and you're trying to dress it up and make it look like it's new, whereas where it's new, you can make it look as beautiful as you want. Before you go along and sell it, you get a higher price. Okay, karkus dadam mahi. What is this making the person look nice? How do you do that? Kihai dahi avda savad azil tzave l'reisha. So what happens is an old slave, what he did was he went ahead and he dyed his head l'reisha the zikane, right? And he came along and he dyed his hair black and his beard black, so he looked younger. Okay, I don't know what he did with his eyes, because eyes often are a bit of a dead giveaway. I don't know, they didn't have Botox in those days. Anyway, atzak kamei de Rava. So he came in front of Rava. Amalei zimnin, he says, listen, buy me. Amalei, listen, you, aniim b'nei v'techa. He quoted him the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot at the very beginning. He said, let poor people be the members of your household. In other words, I'd rather use poor people as to help me out around the house. I'll give them a job, etc. I don't need slaves. Thanks very much. Okay, Atzikamei de Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. So he came in front of Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. It says Zabane, who bought him. Yom Achad Amalei. So one day Rav Papa said to him, he said, listen, Ashkain Amai, go along and get me some water. Azil Chivare Lareisha Lidsikna. So the guy came along and he just washed off his, all the dye on his hair and his beard. And now he looked Lidsikna. Now he looked very old. Amalei. Chazi, Dana, Kashish, Me'avucha, you know, I'm even older than your father, Kareh Nafshai, you know, and that's it, so I'm even older than your father, just, you know, have some Rachmanis on me. So Kareh Nafshai, he called, Rapapa called to himself, he says, Tzadik Mitzara, Nechelatz, V'avo Acher, Taktav, he says, the righteous person is delivered from trouble, and another person comes along and gets that trouble. He says, listen, Rava didn't go with the slave, but now, you know, I got lumbered with this charlatan over here, and that's the story. Okay, Hadron Elach Azav, we have finished the fourth chapter in our this was 60. This was through Daf 60, and we still are Daf 60 at the very bottom of Daf 60. We start off with Perek Ezu Neshek. Okay, Ezu Neshek deals a lot with interest, and we're going to see interest is obviously, we're going to come along and talk about interest, ribit and tarbit and Neshek as well. So that is what we're going to be talking about. So Ezu Neshek, what is defined as Neshek? Neshek really means biting. Okay, it says you're not allowed to, it says give your money with Neshek, and Marbit you're not allowed to give him, and Neshek really talks about money with Neshek, and Marbit with food. Okay, so it says Ezu Neshek for Ezu Tarbit. What really is the difference between the two? So that the opening lines are really going to be about the differences. Ezu Neshek, what is Neshek? Ha-malave Sela. If you give someone something worth four, and then later on you're going to bet Kamisha, you're going to get five back, to five dinners that you're going to pay back later. So time kitin b'shalosh, you give him two seah of wheat, and then he pays back later b'shalosh. Obviously asur, that is totally forbidden. Shu nosheik, because you come along and you are taking interest, you are biting the person with that. It says Ezu Tarbit, what is defined as Tarbit? It says Mitraba Bepeirot. What happens is the fruit increases. Ketzad, exactly how, what is that? Lakachimenu Chitin. You acquired wheat from someone. Bedinar Zav Bekor. So it's, you know, if you have one gold dinar, you buy one core of wheat, okay, and that's worth 25 silver dinars, okay, and then later on, v'chein hashar, that was the market price, so there's no problem with that. However, later on, amdu chitin, v'shosham dinarim, but then the price of wheat went up, and you pay back the guy, now it's worth 30 dinars, and that's why you took it 25, you kept it for a while, and you're paying back at 30. So therefore, that is interest and not allowed. Amalo, Tainli Chiti, if the guy said, listen, give me my wheat now, because Jani Rote, Lomokran, Vlikach Behen Yan, because I want to sell it now and buy wine with it. Amalo, you know, Rei Chitecha, Asiot, Alai, Beshloshim, he says, listen, you know, it's ultimately wine that you want, not wheat. I'm saying that it's really worth 30 dinars, and really what you can do is get wine from me. Vareze lo etzli bahen yain v'yain ein lo. So he said, listen, I'll give you wine instead of it, but I don't have wine. And if you don't have wine with you, essentially you're telling the guy he wants the wheat now, but you're telling him you'll give him wine later, and the wine is going to increase in price. That is delaying a payment. That's what we're going to see. Interest is going to be defined as you're giving something to someone now, and then they're going to give you back at a later stage for the benefit of not having to pay back immediately. You're going to pay back an amount at a later point in time. No, so we're gonna work out. There's going to be not much difference as well. Midashavik leribit durata vekam mafarish rabbanan. You started off talking about tarbit, and then you talk about ribit, which is durata, okay, which is decided at the time of the loan, okay. That's official ribit, and then you come along and you explain a case where it's only rabbinic. So what do you do, Michlal? Dorata, Dineshek, Vatarbit, Kadamilti. So really what we're saying is that Neshek and Tarbit are really, there's no difference between the two. Vahai, kare kativei dineshe kesef ribit ba ochel. Really, so but surely neshech is talking about interest on money, and tarbit, which is really on food, and that's the verse. It's in Parshat Bahar. Where it says you're not allowed to give a person money with neshech, okay, with interest, and marbit, you're not allowed to give him the food. So it says v'tisbra deika neshech below tarbit v'tarbit below neshech. Can you have tarbit without neshech and neshech without tarbit? Surely they're the same. Neshech below tarbit. Hey Kidami, how would you could have neshech without tarbit? You might think. E dozifai maya b'maya v'esrim meikara kaimai maya bedanka lasof kaimai maya v'esrim bedanka. You know, neshech ika. You know, what happens is if you lend someone 100 and you said you're going to repay back, get 120, and the thing at the time, 100 kokop prutot are worth 1/6 of a dinar. And when you pay back your 120, it's worth the same 1/6 of a dinar. Okay, the exchange rate has changed, so you actually are paying back. That's not one without the other. Okay, you might think that there is neshek over here because there has been an increase in price. Vakai, you know, zakai navet lay, because you know that you might think he takes more than what he did. Zakai shakul minay miday zelo yaev, because he took from him that he didn't give him in the loan. Tarbit laika, but you might think there's no tarbit because there's no profit over there. Delayt lay ravka, he doesn't get any profit because he lent him the bedanka uzifa bedanka kashakul minay. He got an equal amount. He got 1/6 of a dinar. He lent 1/6 of a dinar and he got it back over there. So you might think, b'sof-sof, ibatam, amikara azlit. So, but ultimately, if you go according to the initial value, it says, harei ze neshek v'harei tarbit, because the borrower did agree to pay more than he got back. Ibata sof azalt, if you go according to the end, when the loan was repaid, lo neshek ika v'lo tarbit ika, then there's no the final value, there's no neshek and tarbit because you only got back. He took a danka and he got a danka back. Yes, it was 100 to 120. So that's it. So if you go according to the initial thing, then there is interest and ribbit and tarbit and neshek. And if at the end there's no tarbit and no neshek. Okay. Similarly, we try again. The two tarbit below neshek hakidami. What are the case of tarbit without neshek? It says e ozif maya b'maya. If you would lend 100 with 100, meikara kame maya bedanka ulusov maya chumsha. So you wanted to get 100 with 100. So there's no interest over there. Okay, and but originally the 100 prutot are worth 1/6 of a dinar, and now when you paid 100 prutot are worth 1/5 of a dinar. Okay, so it actually he's getting more money back. Essentially, he's getting more valuable money back. It says ibata mikara azlat. Again, if you go according to initial value, lo neshek v'lo ika v'lo tarbit ika. There's no neshek nor tarbit because it was 100 for 100. Ibata sof azlat. If you go according to the end, harei neshek v'harei tarbit. You know, you're getting something that was worth 1/6, and now you're getting it's worth 1/5. So that's gone up from 16.6% to 20%. So it has gone up. Okay, so that's it. Oh, and so that is exactly what you know. So that there is whichever way you go, that you get it both ways. So therefore, to you know, just to finish off today, we say Ela Amarava. So Rava says, "I ata motze lo neshek below tarbit below neshek. There's no neshek without tarbit, and there's no tarbit without neshek. And it says below chilkam katov Ela lavod alav b'shnei lavin." Actually, it says neshek and it says tarbit, and you are going to get two. prohibitions of doing it as well. And that's it. And we're going to quote the verse to start off tomorrow. Which says we're going to quote the verse, just to have it now. It kaspra lo tzitain lo beneshek v'marbit lo tzitain ochla. So it mentions neshek with money and tarbit with food. Okay, but we'll analyze that tomorrow. In the meantime, everyone should have a great day.